Sunshine 106.8, Dublin's easy place to relax on Saturday Live, and it's time for this.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com.
Sunshine 106.8.
It's time for Travel Talk with Ed Finn. Ed, lovely to see you again.
Robbie, you too. Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and you brought a guest this week.
I did indeed. It's that time of year again. The C word, Christmas markets. You know, we couldn't let the season go. I mean, people are booking, Paul, like crazy already, aren't they?
Yeah, for the Christmas markets. Absolutely.
You know. Paul Hackett, by the way, CEO of Click and Go. Did we introduce him, Robbie?
No, you didn't. Rude.
And Robbie, my Christmas jumper is much more festive than yours.
Yours has the lights and then the tinsel all over.
Yeah, the little reindeer's nice. I like
Never
that.
Never too early for
so
Christmas.
So Christmas markets have become a big thing, haven't they, in recent years with people?
Yeah, like pre-COVID, it was really a big thing. And this year it has come back in exceptional numbers. Because like last year, it was good. Mm. It was the first year that most of the European cities reopened. But this year, it very much is business as usual, and you know, the likes of Budapest is opening from the 18th of November.
What are the kind of top ones? I know people move around and
like
stuff.
The Eastern European or Central European cities are it when it comes to the Christmas markets in terms of the vibe and the buzz. So the likes of Krakow, Berlin, Budapest, Prague, you know, their core in terms of the volume, like they would be top four in terms of attraction and what they do. And plus, they're just great cities to visit. So the Christmas market really just gives you another excuse to do a city break. Like, okay, Budapest is coming on early, mid-November, 18th of November. So Saturday the 18th, and that runs right up to the 31st of December. The rest are generally you can set your clock by last week in November, all of December, and some of them operate in the first week of January.
Yeah. I'm flying to Frankfurt and I'm going to do, they've 12 markets in Frankfurt. One is in the top of a parking lot, which is very interesting. Train to Nuremberg, two hours.
Great city, was there just 2 weeks
ago. I
love to
do two of them together, right? Yeah. Because, you know, I can never get enough. Like, you don't need to have Christmas anymore when you come back.
It's the weather, you know, and like add into that list Vienna, which is just possibly amazing. One of the most beautiful Central European cities, and you really have a top five. But surprisingly, we were in Lisbon last year, just at the end of a cruise, and we overnighted. And I have never heard of the Christmas markets in Lisbon. And we were in our hotel, and I was just looking at going, what's that across the way? And the large park at Marques de Pombal in Lisbon, right in the centre of Lisbon, had to have the largest Christmas market that I have
ever... Did it
feel
Christmassy in Lisbon?
Robbie, you love Lisbon.
They had an ice rink. They had all of the huts, all of the Christmas vibe, all of the lovely food and drink that you get. And the city, like we wandered around Lisbon City because I don't think anybody would think of Lisbon for Christmas markets.
No.
They go out of their way. Once they start, they run 7 days a week, all day and right into the evening. So it's great for a bit of food, a drink, a bit of chat and some fun. And there's always like the ice rink or some other attraction there. They have the same kind of setup in Cologne. They'll have, I'm sure, something similar in Nuremberg.
Well, we're going
Frankfurt.
To Belfast. No, this isn't for, you know, this isn't, we don't have to
this
fly
is news
there,
to
right?
Me now, Paul.
But yeah, but I love that you're a pioneer when it comes to Christmas markets. I mean, you know, it just goes to show when you travel around like you do a lot, you just stumble on things sometimes,
like,
don't you?
It was an absolute Christmas buzz. I was just so taken
so
by
for
it.
People listening to this now going, oh lads, it's way too early now to be talking about Christmas. But you do have to book these in advance. What sort of recommendations would you have for that?
It's like all travel. Further in advance you book, the better the price is going to be. So, you know, the prices don't really jump massively during the Christmas market season. So for the consumer, it's pretty much the same price. Obviously, weekends are going to cost more than midweek because the flights tend to be that bit higher over weekends. So like if you're booking a 3-night city break into Prague, Berlin, Budapest, €200 per person, including flights and 3 nights accommodation based on two sharing. Vienna will be that little bit higher. Krakow, a little bit higher because it's in demand. Lisbon is consistently a great value city destination. So, you know,
And
truthfully, for a 3-night city break anywhere in Europe, if you're traveling midweek, you're going to get flights and 3 nights accommodation on the Click and Go website for around €300 per person. And add in 50 if you have to go over a weekend. And then it's a case of what hotel do you want? Like how much higher do you want to go? And I'd always be saying to people, you know, to go from 4-star to 5-star is probably about €25 per person per night.
Okay.
It is as good value, especially in those cities, because at weekends, the 5-stars don't have their corporate business. They're only going to get leisure business like holidaymakers. So the prices at weekends in a lot of the five-star hotels are way more competitive than they are in the four-star, and the differential isn't there. So treat yourself. You're worth it. Upgrade to a five-star.
Yeah, well, I mean, your package, the one I booked, your Hilton in Frankfurt was great value, whatever dates I booked anyway, so it was great.
Again, like Frankfurt midweek is expensive. Frankfurt weekends is great value. It's like Brussels. Brussels midweek is expensive. Brussels weekends, it's great value.
I think once you've done the Christmas market, you're actually sated in a way, aren't you? And you're kind of, well, you've got your Christmas buzz.
You're going to get a great city break. You're going to spend the same price on a city break abroad as you would for one night in a hotel in Ireland.
Yeah.
That's your flights and three nights accommodation for a city break.
And so is there a section now on the Click and Go website for Christmas travel?
All the Christmas markets are there. Okay. All the details, the opening dates, the closing dates, you know, which are the best ones, all our top tips. Mm. We're just doing something else on Budapest because I'm just back from there, and Budapest is just a stunning city for Christmas markets.
Mm. Do you know what the interesting thing, though, about Ed Finn and loving the Christmas market so much? You'd never get a Christmas present from the guy, despite all these markets.
No, I dropped one in for you last year, but there's light fingers around this studio, Robbie. Yeah. I don't know what happened to those lovely bottles of wine.
He's going to Frankfurt. He's going to Nuremberg.
But that's why
Robbie,
I'm
get
the hint,
your order
see?
In.
Yeah,
that's why I'm dropping the hints.
Yeah, I'll be back on the 5th.
Travel Talk with Destination Cleveland, Ohio. World-class experiences without the world-class ego. Unapologetic, unstoppable, unafraid. Learn more at thisiscleveland.com. Sunshine.